is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. Find us online at killingsworthrealty.com or call 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
Hello. I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited we have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's, and we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies, and we also have some great products for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Shopping for insurance doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Christy, owner of Ellsworth Insurance, located here in Noonan, Georgia. We're an independent agency with access to multiple carriers for home, auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. We're your one-stop shop for your insurance needs. Visit our website at www.insurewithellsworth.com or call the office at 770-755-7053 to schedule an appointment. We look forward to meeting you soon.
You're walking, shopping, or on your favorite trail. You get that feeling somebody's coming up on you. What do you do to be prepared in today's world? Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. As a certified tactical self-defense instructor, I'm specializing in women's self-defense. All women of all ages have the ability to learn how to defend themselves effectively. With technical drills to build their survival skills, you can be your own hero. Classes and private seminars are available. Learn today to have a safer tomorrow. WarriorDefenders.com.
The views and opinions of this show and program are not the views and opinions of this station, its management, or its clientele.
It's now time for Heart to Heart Radio, presented by Connecting Hearts Network, connecting women to one another and resources. Now here's your host, Margie Conway. It's now time for Heart to Heart Radio, presented by Connecting Hearts Network, connecting women to one another and resources. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Hi, welcome to Heart with Margie Conway. Today, I am your guest host, Holly Reese with Warrior Defenders. I teach women's self-defense and children's safety. And I'm here today with Serena, who is a youth and women's safety advocate as well. Today, we're going to talk about one of the number one movies that is going around, which is Sound of Freedom. And many people have been talking about it, and we have been able to see it. And we wanted to share our opinions and how educational this movie was for all kinds of reasons to be able to help people stay safe. So thank you, Serena, for being with me, and I'm so glad we had a chance to see this movie together.
Thank you for having me, Holly.
And it's a hard movie to watch, Sound of Freedom.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It was a very emotional and there was so many like facts in there that really hit home, and to realize that this can happen to anybody, and it's not just sex trafficking, it's human trafficking. And it was based on a true story.
I think that's what was shocking for me too, is that it hit on several points that, you know, a lot of people think that still today that slavery doesn't exist, but it is slavery. It's just a modern day slavery, and that can be broken down in several ways. Mm-hmm. So, and we got to see more of it for the children's side of it today, but how many adults are involved, and like me and you were talking earlier about how women are also involved in trafficking children.
Yes, and they were able to bring this up in the movie, which is a shocking thing for a lot of people. Do not see that women are also tools to bring these children in, and how that's disturbing. I mean, it really is, but it's a fact. I actually talked to somebody before who was set up by a girlfriend of hers to be taken, and she was able to trust her gut and get away. And because she had taken some of my classes to learn how to defend herself, she was aware of that feeling inside. And when I teach children, I teach them about this feeling inside, where if it feels bad, don't go. And they brought that up in the movie. You could see it from the father.
Yeah, it's just like to trust your instinct. And I think we live in this age where a lot of people, they don't want to speak up, or they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, or they're embarrassed by speaking up or shouting out when they feel like they're in danger, which of course we know as advocates, that's the worst thing that you can do. But we also understand the fear. Mm-hmm. Not everybody acts the same in fear situations, especially when it's children.
They're not. They're raised to be respectful to their elders, to do what they're told. And when they have that gut instinct, they don't know how to react. And it's so important with your program to teach them how to speak up, and in my program to teach them how to get away once they've spoken up. So together, it's good to have these conversations with our kids, but how do you have them without making them feel scared of the world? And it's not an easy subject, and to go over that with a lot of the parents that come to the mother-daughter classes and things, and how you have to make sure that you make them realize they have to trust their instincts. I mean, we have, especially women, have instincts.
Yeah, and I think the thing is just like with parents also, we live in a day and age now where a lot of mothers, like I said, we protect our children, and sometimes we protect them where we feel like we don't want them to fear anything. We protect them a little bit harder because we want them to live this happy life, but then we're in the real world where you do understand things are happening. You and I were talking about, even with this movie that has brought up so many things that we want to talk about, and I know that we're here for a short time, but just also about the kidnappings that have been happening lately, the trafficking that's gone on in so many areas, the mental health issues too that have been going on in our areas. Just and we want to get it out there that we want people to speak up, we want people to feel safe, and we want people to live their life and have a great life, but we want them to be aware too.
Be aware of your surroundings, aware of how you feel, aware of how this person is making you feel. And I don't want to give away too much in the movie because everybody needs to see it, but the father had an uneasy feeling. The children had an uneasy feeling. And if it seems like, I'm not going to tell you the scenario, but if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. So do your research behind where everything is going so that you know what to be prepared for. It's shocking how many people really don't understand that this has been going on for such a long time. And people need to realize this is real. This is not a third world country problem. This is a whole world problem everywhere. The fact that the businesses is higher, and they mentioned this in the movie, higher than the drug trafficking at this point. Mm-hmm. The income is higher than that. It's surpassing everything. And it's not just sex trafficking either. It's human organs. It's, what was the other one?
Slave labor.
Slave labor. So it's everything. So they're not just taking children. They're not just taking the pretty ones. They're not taking certain looks. They're taking everybody for everything. So all ages need to be aware of what's happening. And they showed in the videos in the movie about real life things and how fast it's like that.
And that's what I liked about the movie. And getting into a little bit more about The Sound of Freedom with, I think you said his name is Jim Caviezel, if I'm saying it right. Just that Holly and I did get to go see tonight. And about trafficking, it showed at the beginning some things of how fast, like Holly was saying, how fast your child can be kidnapped or and approaches within a matter of seconds. And how the transfer of going from car to motorcycle to boat and how fast, and it's hard to catch up that, you know, you have to be aware of your surroundings. So just a little bit of getting into the movie, like Holly was saying, on this, and it was based on children, like she was saying, and we know that human trafficking happens with adults too as well. And just going into what Jim's character had to go through just to help a certain amount of children when there are, I think they said, like, what, 150 million
that are presently in trafficking situations around the world.
Right. So it's just like, and for the small amount that what he had to go through to save, you know, the small amount or try to help the small amount, it just was mind blowing. So,
yeah. And there was a lot of laws and red tape that prevented him from doing what he wanted to do. And that is something that we see on a regular, but everything that he did help those children and helped change the way the world sees human trafficking, because it impacted a lot more, but he had to give up so much for that. And that's something that we need to, for the people who go in and rescue these children, they have to delve into the worst parts of the underbelly of the world. And those are heroes on an everyday. And every time you help somebody with that one person, you're a hero. So if you speak up for somebody, then that person can be a hero for you. I know when I was escaping my domestic violence situation, I had one hero that spoke up for me when I couldn't, to help make sure that I got help. I will never forget that person, but I don't even know his name. So we have to all be heroes in an everyday. If you see somebody that looks uncomfortable, you need to figure out a way to see if they need help. And that's, and you see it in the signs everywhere. If you're involved, there's signs in post offices and in some restaurants, in the bathrooms, if you need help to get a hold of somebody, because this is around everywhere, and we're seeing those signs more and more, those 800 number signs.
Right. The 1-800 signs, I think that not only a lot of churches, of course, are getting more involved in asking what they can do to help. There's, you know, domestic violence centers that are opening up. There's more women advocacy groups that are opening up, and which I love. And even the thing that I like that the movie touched on is that it showed not only that there were girls, and a lot of time in domestic violence or any type of teen violence, you know, sometimes it depicts that it's just only females.
Mm-hmm.
But in the movie, it just shows how males are trafficked just as heavily.
Yes.
You know, so I kept trying to go in to see if I could pick something out, like myths and facts, you know, of the movie. But I really couldn't, because a lot of it was so true on things that we already knew, you know, that there are men and there are boys who are trafficked. How hard it is to, and expensive it is to have to travel. How a lot of, you know, the U.S. is connected to other countries and trafficking, and the expenses of trying to go and rescue.
Yeah, it is expensive, and there's a lot of red tape, and that's why they have to have multiple countries and laws to bypass that red tape and those international waters and the extraditions and how to try to match up these children who some are actually sent into trafficking from their families, but some are taken. So sometimes going home is not the best thing for them either. So sometimes they have to find places for them to live in the future too, after they've been taken out. The company that I sell self-defense tools through has a Destiny Rescue that they work with. So every time anybody buys anything for me for self-defense, I know that part of those purchases are going to help rescue children. So far, they have saved, in that organization alone, 1,500 to date children in Cambodia and India. And the stories that we were told was they have these groups of guys that will go in and act like they want the children, and they can get them out of those situations before they're put into, which is really hard for them. And they help them move forward with therapies and education so they don't have to go into those environments to make money that way. Because sometimes when they're really young, they don't know anything else. So it's nice to know that there are organizations, and if you know of an organization out there that you can support, please do, because these people are saving lives. And one of the statements that I loved is, God's children are not for sale. No human should be for sale. And that's important, that we all have to step up to spread the word that we're not going to tolerate this. And in order to do that, we have to not be victimized by it.
Yeah, and I think that's part of my favorite line that they said several times in the movie, like you said, God's children aren't for sale. It sort of kind of hits you in your heart, of course, because, you know, on every level, a lot of times it's called the TV effect, is what we've learned in school or college. And they said that a lot of people don't want to get involved. They look at something happening and they don't get involved, like they're watching TV, that it's not real. And so on this, you know, he did have to say, you know, he kept thinking about his family and if it was his child, And I always try to tell people all the time who don't want to get involved, and there's several ways that you can get involved. I mean, you don't have to follow somebody down, and there's other ways you can get involved too, is, you know, life is like a circle. I tell people all the time, and it's a crash effect, and you can't say, well, it's not my child, or I'm not going to get involved, or it's not happening to me. And in the movie, it shows that he kept thinking about his own family, if he wasn't able to see his daughter or his other children in their bed at nighttime, and even talked to his wife about it, how would we feel? So how could we not get involved? Because you never know who it's going to happen to. So I thought it was excellent that he kept touching on what Holly said about God's children aren't for sale. So it was excellent.
And he did say that his wife in real life was an advocate for him to be able to do this, to continue to go find this one child. And there's little parts in the movie, even me thinking about it, I get like goosebumps, because it's so, and I don't want to say too much, right, but it's so good to actually see how she supported him even far away in another country. And there was a line that she said, I feel like she's my daughter too. So everybody stood behind this one little girl. And they also mentioned that it's important for brothers and sisters to take care of each other too. So that we need to help make sure that our little brothers and sisters who fight all the time know when it's important, when the, you know, chips are down, to support each other. And that's scary, but it showed a really good family bond, and just started off on the wrong foot in a good direction.
All right. And I like Holly said, and you know, we were, you know, side by side in the movies and watching this. And Holly, of course, our warrior defender was sniffling from the beginning, and I was like, nope, nope, nope. I was the one who was sort of kind of like, okay, I'm going to take notes. You know, I'm going to take notes. Nope, I'm not going to look at Holly. I'm not going to look at Holly because I know she's already sniffling. Because, you know, it is her passion. She wants people to just be safe, you know, to feel safe, to recognize the danger. It's not that she wants people to live their life in fear. You know, we have to recognize that this is the world that we live in. Yes, we can be happy, but we also want to be safe. You know,
and aware. And I'm telling you, that movie hit me like right in the feels, because it's so similar to my book that I've been working on for years, and how it touched on the trafficking part. And it's a little different, but it hit really close, because the characters are so similar to what they go through to travel to save the children and the women. And I'm excited that this book is coming out soon, but I'm also very grateful that Sound of Freedom has given a voice to bring people more aware of human trafficking. And I'm so glad that this movie has done so well in the theaters, and it needs to do better. Because the more people see this, the more people speak, the more people understand, the more people will be aware. And that's all we can do. We have to be a voice for all the children and people who are in trafficking, and all three levels of trafficking. We have to.
Yeah, and I think you, you know, said it perfectly, because it's just like, we have to be aware. We're in our own world sometimes, and it's understandable. You know, we're busy, but the movie does touch on, you know, how we might be living in one country, but the trafficking is so all over. They touched on bases where, look, our children from the United States could be anywhere. Russia, Cambodia, you know, down the street, anywhere that the children can be at. So it becomes a, well, that's in another country, so that's not my problem. And it showed that that's not true.
I mean, exactly. The children could come from the United States and end up in Cambodia. The children from Cambodia can end up in the United States. And nobody knows where they are going. And in Georgia alone, because we have an international airport, it in less than 3 hours, you can be out of the country. And another thing that I'm glad they touched on in the movie was, because we have an international airport, I feel that this is something that really needs to be addressed to the higher-ups who are in charge of passports. Because children's passports are good for 5 years. So you can take a baby's picture and pass it on for a 5-year-old passport, if they look even similar to the baby's picture. And to me, that seems like a dangerous thing. I think that the passports should be updated more often as children, because they change, facial features change, and that makes it so much easier for them to pass them off in an international airport. So hopefully somebody that's listening out there who knows how to do that, please do that, because it's dangerous. These children's passports cannot be babies for 5 years. That's something that needs to be addressed. And I'm hoping that more people that can do something for that see this movie and realize this too as well. There's a lot of really great actors out there who advocate for children's safety and assault and trafficking. And the more people see this movie, the better off we'll all be. And the bad guys can be put to justice, which is what Life After Silence is about, is justice. I like the justice part of the movie Sound of Freedom. I really do, because it took a while, but it was worth it.
Yeah, and it was getting a lot of rave. And, you know, Angel Studios wanted so many people to go out, and so they were allotting so many tickets for free in certain areas. And I think you still can go on like angelstudio.com. And I've done reviews and stuff like that on certain movies. So I had got an email on, you know, that they were giving out so many tickets, but you also could pay for your tickets, which we did, that could allow somebody else to go watch the movie for free.
Mm-hmm. If you go to angels.com/freedom,
right,
you can specifically donate and pay forward to somebody else to see the movie. And that, it's not like a specific name or anything, but that goes towards releasing more tickets for more people to see the movie who maybe can't afford to go. And trigger warning, though, it's hard to watch in some selections, but they did a really good job at making sure it was tastefully done.
Yes.
And this movie was done 5 years ago, and everybody put a roadblock because they said, oh, this is too hard of a topic to put out there to the public. Well, yeah, it's too hard of a topic. Put it out there anyway so they can know what's going on.
Right. And I don't understand that, I guess, for me. I'm a little bit more of a, I guess, hardy on that one, because we know that things like this happen. We know that kidnapping, trafficking, like we said,
drug cartels.
We know what's coming in, and not to get off the subject, but the fentanyl that came in mass quantities, mm-hmm. Which goes along with a lot of people getting kidnapped because it takes a pin drop for you. You know, there's so much. So it's like, why wouldn't you? I have had parents before to say they felt like we shouldn't talk about certain things, you know, because they don't want their child to be fearful. And then later on down the line, their children have gotten caught up in something, which is sad. Nobody wins from that, because you want the children to be aware. You want them to live their life, but you want them to really be aware of their surrounding and what is going on.
They need to be told how to speak up.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to talk to your children, please reach out to me or Serena, because I know I have a children's education book that teaches adults how to speak to their children. And Serena does a great program that can be done at small ages, too, to speak up. And we need to teach everybody how to speak up for their rights. Their rights to their own safety and their own personal body and where they belong. And there is that nobody has the right to yank somebody away from a family so that they can't come home. And you have the right to know how to be able to stay safe to come home as well.
I think Holly touched good on that too, as far as in speak up. And the reason why we say so much about speaking up and advocating for yourself. Now, in the movie, it does basically, it's over in another country, you know, and how he does have to travel. And it just shows you some points. It shows you on what could happen and how fast they could go from mm-hmm. one place, to another country. And so the thing I like about this is that it shows you that it's really quick. But also on our side, where we keep saying, speak up for yourself, these kids were kidnapped and then thrown into another country. But for us, we know things like the mall. There have been, you know, groups of females that have approached other females saying that they want them to join a club or a church organization. And not to say that that's what's happening with everyone. And then it ended up being trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big thing going around in the Lenox area at the mall where there were women who were dressed up with their Bibles. And inside the Bibles, when they were passing them out, there were cards on if you want to be this is that or a model or whatever, then call this number. But it was shut down because it was trafficking. The same thing is we have a lot of pageants, we have a lot of models,
actors,
you know, the film industry, where people really do want to get into this field, that aren't always safe. And it touches a little bit on that too. So you might have good intentions of doing something, but just try to, it really tells you to try to do your research as much as you can on an organization before, you know, you do join in.
Yeah, you have to be aware of who you're talking to and what they actually can promise you, and get some feedback, and don't just jump on the first offer that's out there for many things. And you have to really trust your gut. I mean, seriously, it's we are given these instincts to be able to survive, just like every animal on the planet. And if we don't use these and we've turned them off because we want to be polite, or we don't want to kick an opportunity to the curb, but if they're not being upfront and honest with you, or you feel like you need more questions answered and they don't want to give them to you, then maybe you should have them kicked to the curb so that you don't fall into any type of trap or anything. And the other thing, you know, when you were talking about the malls and things, how people are putting napkins and stuff mm-hmm. on, I mean, and it's so fast. If you ever encounter anything that makes you feel sick, or you've touched something and all of a sudden call 911 immediately, don't be embarrassed to ask for help. Don't be embarrassed to call 911. Maybe it wasn't anything. Maybe you're just having a panic attack because you touched something that was shoved under your door. Maybe it didn't have a drug on it. It doesn't matter. Have it checked out anyway. Don't try to drive because they're waiting for you to fall asleep on the side of the road. Don't open your door. Get some help. Immediately get on the phone with 911. Tell them your location. It is so important when you're on the phone to immediately say, especially if you're calling for help, even if you're talking to a friend, I'm at blah. This just happened to me. I need help. Don't mince words and say, well, I think, and just because you don't have time. And when you are driving home and somebody's following you, make sure if you're on the phone with somebody, you tell them, I think this car, blah, blah, blah. Get into details immediately because you don't have a lot of time to say anything else. It was brought up in the movie Taken. When she went under the chair, he said, well, under the bed, he said, I need you to tell me everything because that's the way I'm going to be able to find you. Now, that movie was hard to go through too, but this one was done even more realistically because it was based on a true story. So the Sound of Freedom did a great job in putting everything out there. I highly recommend people go see it just to realize what is happening and how, like Serena was saying, how fast it can happen. It's a drop of a hat fast, and you wouldn't even know. And they show the way they transported these children. You wouldn't even have a clue if you weren't alert.
Right. And then you still, and you see, and you know, I'm not going to give away, but just like I said, the transport of children and how our everyday life, when we see things, a van going by, you know, a truck going by, or just, and in the movie, it just shows you that things that are everyday life could be hauling children or women, you know.
What's it called? Hidden in plain sight?
Right. You know, so it's just like, it just makes you more aware of things. So, and I think, like I said, with the chakra with me is the fact of a lot, like she was saying, Holly was saying with Taken, and I think that the daughter goes over on vacation to another country, and a lot of movies will show that, oh, over in another country, it's all this trafficking, so we're safe here in the United States and we don't have to worry about it. But when they put that on the screen tonight, that let us know that most of the human trafficking is in the United States. Mm-hmm. It blows you away. So I want people to go see the movie so they can realize that, oh, that's right here. We are the top runner. Mm-hmm. We have a major international, one of the top airports, Atlanta Hartsfield International. You know, the pilots and the airline stewardess are trained to watch for like trafficking. They can't catch everything, but they are trained, you know, because it's going on so much that they are supposed to be prepared or ready.
And
so many words.
Exactly. And the airline people, if you train your children how to ask for help, they'll notice it. So you have to train them, and the children in this were 4, 5, 6 years old. You can train them at a young age to make a hand signal, to get attention, to tell them they're not safe, but they have to do it safely so they don't get hurt. So you have to make sure that you instruct your children at a young age We always used to talk about stranger danger, but we need to talk about how they can ask for help if it's too late and they're already with the stranger, so that they can get help on a plane or in a public place like that where they feel comfortable, like if they are at a gas station or if they haven't gotten to their location yet. A lot of these children in this movie were hidden. But if they're not hidden, what could happen? Private planes and stuff, it's really hard to get help. But if they're on a public transport, they can learn how. If they're with somebody that's not their family, they need to know how to ask for help safely. There was abduction cases here in the United States where one of the girls figured out how to get away. And she got away and asked for help, but she had to wait for her time. And there's a whole bunch of movies that have been put out there about this, but this one is getting a lot of traction. And I hope it keeps staying on this traction because it needs to stay there. It cannot be something that we forget about.
Right. And I think, like you have said, like it's not something that we want to go away, but I feel like it's going to take a lot of work for it to go away. I think that it's always going to be there. We hear cases every day of kidnapping, and even with parents, there was a lady who was walking her dog down the street with her and her daughter, and the man just pulled up and jumped out of the car and took off with her. The little girl was on her bike and the mom was trying to fight him, but he was too strong. They end up getting him because another couple saw and followed the car, and that's how they were able to, you know, get the little girl back. But it's just that, you know, people are bold. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like your mindset is to protect your kids and have fun with your kids, but their mindset is they already know what they want to do, you know, and that's why it is important. And even growing up, you know, with my parents, they always said, you know, to fight with everything you have while you're out in the light. So in other words, if you go into the darkness, if they get you in the car, it's going to be a lot harder. I teach my children the same thing. You know, if I can't hear you scream, or if I can't hear you that you need help, or if nobody can hear you, then it's going to be harder for me to help you once they get in that car. So
yeah, to fight, don't comply, fight, and do everything you can to not go. But it is harder when they're smaller. So there was an example where you can teach them how to get away if they're grabbed. There's another example where you can teach them how to make it completely difficult for the bad guy to get away by latching onto them like a koala bear all over their legs. There's so many ways that you can weigh yourself down to not be taken away and scream while you're doing it. And these children need to learn how to do this, and not to scare them, but just to say, look, if this ever happens, we go through active shooter drill trainings in schools now.
Yes.
And I teach an active shooter training survival course as well. And those children are learning how to protect themselves from a gun. Why can't they be taught how to protect themselves from being taken? That's something we need to realize. We need to really understand that we have to teach them on so many levels. And to me, it's heartbreaking when I hear about the children having to protect themselves from a gun in school. It's really heartbreaking to see the people on the news that are taken and they never see them again. They still haven't found that one girl who's been missing for almost 2 years here in our own city. And it she's got little ones, mm-hmm. too. And so there's all kinds of, like, ways to be your own hero and to fight back. And if we're teaching them to protect themselves from a bullet, we need to be able to teach them to protect themselves from people who are just as dangerous.
Yes. Yeah, and the thing is you're always going to have that fear of the kids, you know, because as Holly said before about being embarrassed, and I hear that so much about, well, I was embarrassed if they were attacked. I didn't want to yell or because I didn't want to bother the police. And the police will tell you they're excellent about saying, that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
We'd rather be safe than sorry. You know, we'd rather come out and check a scene, or if you think someone's following you, we'd rather make sure that you get home than have to have a search party for you later. You know, so the thing is to just be active, and I really feel like speaking up, advocating, learning your surroundings, safety measures, getting some defense. You know, a lot of people don't feel comfortable with guns or just other things, but like Holly says, there's ways that you can protect yourself, and she does excellent defense classes with Warrior Defenders. She has classes online. She's very personable. She wants everybody to win. She wants everybody to feel safe. You know, she's also a survivor herself, and she's in it for you to win it. Yeah.
That's thank you. I appreciate all
that. But you're welcome.
It's all about how to help people not end up on the news. And the police would rather get a phone call, like you said, than to find a body somewhere else. They get impacted too by what they see every day. And it's hard for our heroes to do that. And they'd much rather have good interactions and nothing be wrong than bad interactions and bad things are wrong. And it impacts, and I like the way this movie brings that out, like how much it impacted the workers there and their emotional mindset and how others couldn't handle it. And it really showed, I mean, the actors and the writers and did a great job of portraying the real life struggles that happened to this just one person. And it's more than one.
And that's true. I love that too. So that's one of my highlights too, because we're always seeing that police officers or investigators are these tough people, or they're mean people, or, you know, they're there to stop crime. But it really touched on what, like Holly said, what they have to go through and how it hurts them and makes them think of their own children and how they go through the struggle of leaving their family behind, or not being able to sleep, or even having conflict with their employer on what they feel like they need to do to stop this crime or whatever, and what they're allowed to do because there's rules and regulations that they can't. And do they give that up and go for what they know is right, or and not be able to support their family? You know, there's just a whole lot that goes into this movie with the human trafficking side. I think it touched on just a lot that we just don't realize that, you know, that world of human trafficking, how hard it is to get somebody back, the money involved in it, and just your time away, what you put into it, what he did with his being away from his family.
Yeah, and it's not easy, and people are like, why does it take so long to do this or that? Because there's a lot of regulations and red tape, and that's just a fact of everything in society in every country, and certain things have to be set up a certain way. There was some struggles in the movie about that too, where they had set up something and he wanted to do something right then and he couldn't. And you could see the internal struggle and in the actor portraying that one scene, which I'm not going to give away because everybody needs to go see it. And there are two theaters here in Noonan that are showing it, the Regal and the NGC. And so there's lots of openings for you to be able to go see the movie. And it's definitely something. You know, I don't recommend you take your children to see it, but you can learn from it and speak to your children later about it. I mean, it's an adult educational documentary, really.
It really is. It's an eye-opener. And hopefully, I don't know if Holly might be able to put some information on her page maybe about it, or if she could share something on her page on warriordefenders.com. She might be able to put something about it, since this is in like her area, because I think, like I said, and Holly has said, that it is something, and we stress that again, that needs to be heard. It needs to be seen. Just because you say human trafficking, it's the same as kidnapping, The labor, work laborers, there's a lot, it's modern day slavery is what they're calling it. And so we see it every day on the kidnappings, just it's, and which was strange to me because even though it's like human trafficking, people are like, when you think of human trafficking, you think, oh, that happens all around the world. For some reason, people always think around the world, it didn't happen here. But even lately now, we've had so many more kidnappings that I think I was sort of kind of in shock, even myself, to think, why has it gotten worse when we know more about it? It's very strange. There was a little girl in Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm not sure what the situation was, but she was 6 years old. She was kidnapped. A neighbor saw, so he followed the car, and they were able to get the little girl back in 30 minutes. She was 6 years old. The man was 40 years old, and he had a history. But the thing is, and she was, you know, giving back to her family safe, but, you know, you think forever traumatized and not trusting people anymore. But the fact of he was so bold to still do it, even though human trafficking, you hear about on the news, the Me Too movement is out. It's like, it just seems like it's just even more and more.
I think in the movie they mentioned that it went up 5,000%.
Yes.
Which was like in a year. I mean, the statistics in the movie were just shocking, but it's surpassing everything because we make it too easy. And this is not just in the dark. This is daylight. This is not just at schools. This is at grocery stores. This is not just, and you know, we also get, well, not trafficking, but abductions, assault abductions from domestics as well. And there's multiple examples of on the news about women disappearing because somebody that they were in a relationship with took them away. So not only does this have to do with human trafficking, this has to do with being taken away by anybody. We have to be able to defend ourselves on a regular. And it's sad that we have to live that way even here in the United States.
Well, I've even heard, you know, before war, and this doesn't only happen to women. We stress that several times that it does not only happen to women. There's so many men who get kidnapped and forced into prostitution at staggering numbers. But the main thing that shocks me that people always think, well, because she had on so much makeup or she looked pretty or she was, that's why she was kidnapped, or it only happens to like the pretty girls or the like. It's very strange to me to hear someone even say that, that they would think that way. It's just like anybody can be at risk, you know, whether you're small, tall, big, children.
Use the scooter at Kroger's.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's at risk. If you drop your guard at any time and you're not aware of your situational awareness, you're at risk no matter what you look like, no matter what you wear, no matter what your age. And I just think that's why I felt it was so important to share this movie with everybody, because I think everybody needs to be aware this is happening. And I address it in all my seminars that I teach and all my classes. Why we're doing this is so you can come home. So you can be safe. We're not doing this to scare you. We're not doing this to tell you to be paranoid. We're doing this so that you're aware if you feel a gut feeling or if you have that feeling that something's not right, you have the ability to go through the stress of it. We teach through the stress of this so that you can move forward to have your wits to get away, to get home at the end of the day. That's what this is about. And that's why I felt it was so important when given the opportunity by Margie to be able to do a guest host here to share the sound of freedom with everybody so that we could help educate you, share what the experience for us was to see the movie, and to move forward in learning how to educate our communities. So our communities and our people that we know or that we can reach out to and help can have a safer tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think it's important, like Holly said, again, that even in your community, it's just like you can reach so many people. And it's just like if you continue in your circle, that person will talk to another person, that person will talk to another person. I mean, you know, you can write your state representatives on things that you have ideas about that you'd be very surprised that they'd be like, I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. What we can put in place, you know, trying to change laws. You know, there's so many routes that we could go on trafficking, just everything that you would think is little that would is probably could do a whole lot.
Yeah, one voice becomes more when everybody unites.
Right.
And it's important that we have to be the voice for the ones who can't be.
Yes.
And there's so many that are trapped right now that if we could change the laws, maybe they could be saved. They pointed something out in the movie. He says, how many people have you arrested? How many children have you saved? So it's so much harder to recover the children and easier to arrest the villains.
Now, that was a tearjerker right there for me, even though I was picking on Holly because she already had tissues and everything flying at the beginning of the movie, which is understandable. And for me, when they did ask him, you know, like Holly has said, you know, how many people you arrested, and he was very proud, and which he should be. I've arrested these pedophiles. I've done this human trafficking. I've done this so many. And then, like Holly said, when he said, but how many children? Like, how many children are you rescuing? And that's your mission.
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring your loved ones back to your family members, your wives, your daughters, your sons, your babies, your children. There was one point in time where he was looking over some files and stuff and pulled out a file on ages. And one of the files said 0 to 6.
It's awful.
Right. And so it's sort of in the movie, there's little things that they do that you're just like, you know, because we know, but it's sort of kind of thrown in your face.
Yeah. And that's the best way for people to remember something is to put it in an entertainment light. So I want to thank Angel Productions for doing Sound of Freedom. I want to thank Margie for giving us the opportunity to share this with you and our experience with the movies. And I want to thank Serena for being with me as a guest today.
You're welcome.
And I hope everybody learned a lot. Like I said, if you want to reach out to any of us, reach out to Margie with Heart to Heart and Creative Heart Studios. Reach out to me, Holly Reese, with Warrior Defenders. Reach out to Serena Bowman, and we can all hook each other up with each other if you wanted to do any of self-defense classes or the therapies that Margie offers or the Speak Up classes that Serena has. We can definitely help you with that. And thank you so much for joining us today, talking about Sound of Freedom on Heart to Heart. Have a wonderful day.
You have been tuned in to Heart to Heart Radio, presented by Connecting Hearts Network, connecting women to resources and one another. Located at 3 Bullsboro Drive here in Noonan. Tune in next week for another episode of Heart to Heart Radio with Margie Conway.